Stacy McDonald is bouncing her fussy baby while trying to find something to occupy her 5-year-old. She tells me she gets headaches twice a week and migraines almost every month.
I have visual disturbances, kind of like tunnel vision. I also get numbness in my hands and my face. And then pretty soon after that, like within an hour at least, is like nausea and then the really intense pain.
McDonald is a stay-at-home mom of two. She lives in Phoenix, Oregon. She says the pain is excruciating.
It's like if somebody put your head in vice grips and tightened it really, really, really tight. So it was really contracted and then let it go all at once. So it's like this pulsating, this really intense pulsating pain.
Like millions of other Americans, McDonald finds some relief from Tylenol. But though Tylenol is a go-to drug, evidence is accumulating that it may not be as safe as people think.
Acetaminophen has effects that we don't normally associate with it.
That's Daniel Randles, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Toronto.
Some labs have found that it reduces feelings of social rejection or social frustration. We found that it reduces reactions to uncertainty. Some people have even found that it makes it harder to feel really strongly about things.
Randles is a lead author on a new study published in the peer-reviewed journal Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience. His team gave some participants acetaminophen and others a placebo. The participants were then given a task to hit a button every time they saw the letter F, but not when they saw the letter E, and their brain waves were recorded. Participants who had taken the acetaminophen not only made more mistakes, their brains were less able to perceive that mistakes had been made.
We have reasonably good evidence from the study to suggest that acetaminophen is inhibiting some ability to actually perceive or detect errors.
On its own, this small study might not be that remarkable, but it's part of a growing body of scientific evidence suggesting acetaminophen has negative effects on the brain. When Norwegian researchers examined the health outcomes of 48,000 children, they found that children of women who had taken acetaminophen during pregnancy were 70% more likely to have developmental delays and brain abnormalities than children whose mothers didn't take the drug. In a Danish study, researchers tracked over 64,000 children. Children whose mothers used acetaminophen during pregnancy were at higher risk for attention disorders. The more often moms used the drug, the more severe the problems in their children. In a just-released study, researchers at the University of Texas Medical School also found that the pediatric use of Tylenol is associated with childhood autism. McNeil Consumer Healthcare, makers of Tylenol, disputes these findings. In a written statement, they say these studies do not show a, quote, causal link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy or in childhood and adverse effects on child development, including autism. Federal authorities are also not convinced. In January, the Food and Drug Administration said that the medical evidence is, quote, too limited to make any recommendations based on these studies at this time, but that pregnant women should, quote, consult with their healthcare professional before taking any prescription or over-the-counter medication. That's what Stacy McDonald did when she got pregnant for the first time. She used to take Tylenol for every headache, but her midwives told her to avoid it. These days, when she feels a migraine coming on, McDonald tries other remedies first.
Turn lights off, try to get away from the sunlight, because a lot of times, like, light and loud noises and stuff can make it worse. And if that doesn't work, I will try, you know, caffeine, a cup of coffee or some black tea. If that doesn't work, I turn the TV on for the kids to be distracted and try to lay down.
Stephen Wells thinks McDonald has the right idea. Wells is a family physician in Phoenix and has been practicing medicine for 25 years. He notes that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now encouraging doctors to recommend non-pharmaceutical treatments for ongoing pain.
There is really good evidence that non-medication treatments are at least as effective as medications. Ice, massage, stretching, aerobic exercise, mindfulness, yoga, all those wonderful things.
We tend to think of Tylenol as safe because it's so widely used. But that assumption may be wrong.
I do not believe that it is safe to assume that because something is used a lot, it is safe. There are many other effective treatments besides medications, and it makes sense to do the least toxic thing, the healthiest lifestyle thing you can.
The jury is still out on Tylenol. Until we know more, Wells says, it's best to proceed with caution. Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.